True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big day! I could end it against Fritz. And sadly, some Eagles players' football careers will end today. That's a sad thing. It's cut down day. Just got a run thing in here, James?
This song's called Runaround.
Oh, Runaround, yeah. Yeah. Blues Traveler. No, you're right. I'm sorry.
I know I'm right.
Took me a sec. All right, let's welcome Ruben Amaro. He could run. Couldn't hit that much, but he could run. He was one of those guys, like, if he gets on base, he becomes above average. But when he stands in the dish, I'm not so sure. Ruben Amaro with us, James.
Ruben Amaro brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Rube, what do I do
I
that to
hit
you,
a
man?
Couple of years.
I know you could, man. Just tongue-in-cheek,
for a
man.
Couple of years. I was you know, one of the better guys off the bench. In,
switch,
you know,
hitter, man.
1996, absolutely. Back in the day.
That's when your Indians years, right?
No, in 96, I had a really good year with the Phillies.
Very nice. Very nice. How are you, Rube?
I'm great.
Good, man.
I'm not happy about yesterday's game, obviously, yeah. But yeah. I'm great. Awesome. This is a great time of the year.
So a lot of ways to go here, Phil. Let's actually start Eagles, because they're going to cut guys today. You've been through that, you know, you and Charlie, when it's like, all right, we got to tell the 30th guy, the 29th guy, the 28th guy, the 27th guy, you're out. Now, a little different, because in the minors, you got minors in baseball, and there's still major hope for guys to you know, one or two injuries, you're back. But football's a little different. What's it like to tell someone, like, your career is probably over, cut down day?
Well, not for nothing. I went through it as a player, so yeah. I knew how it felt when you got, you know, either released or you were sent down to the minor leagues. Back in the day, like, it was either in heaven in the big leagues or hell in the minor leagues, mm-hmm. because it was a totally different program. I mean, you're paid a little bit better, a lot better in the minor leagues. You're treated a lot better in the minor leagues than when I played, and you know, it's just a totally different deal when you're sent down to the minor leagues or you're released, obviously. But I always felt a lot more empathetic with these guys and sympathetic just because I had been through it. I'd been released. I'd been, you know, knocked out. And I've been knocked out, you know, from the roster at times when I wasn't supposed to be.
When Longmire made the playoffs instead of you.
Well, that was one. But the other one was when Manny Ramirez made the team. And I had an unbelievable spring that spring in 1994 when I first went over to the
excuse me,
Manny over you? What an outrage!
Excuse me,
what an outrage! Manny over you?
No. Not because of Manny. Because
Manny was young. He was young.
Manny went off and hit like 7 home runs in 10 days or something, and they had to keep him. They were gonna hold on to him and leave him in the minor leagues to try to keep him around and hold his.
But a young Manny, it was you versus him in early him?
Yeah, it was.
Interesting.
It was, and he ended up making the team. I was going to be the fifth outfielder, and he became the everyday right fielder, obviously. But
they had him batting like seventh and eighth in the lineup, which is wild.
Yeah, correct. And he was, I mean, he was a great player, but I had an unbelievable spring that spring, and that happens. I remember we had to send a guy out or release a guy. One year, who had 10 appearances, a left-hander, I can't remember, I think his last name was Hill or Hall, where we had to send this guy and release him because we really didn't have any room for him in the minor leagues. He had 10 appearances, and I think he gave up like one walk and like four hits and a zero ERA, and we just felt like he wasn't going to be able to perform for us at the big leagues.
It's incredible.
It's a tough deal, man.
What about making it? One of two things. When you've made it, when it was like maybe, maybe not, or when a player was one of those guys maybe not expected and you get to tell him the news, you have made the big leagues. Because some NFL players are going to find that out today. What's that like?
That is spectacular. I mean, that is one of the coolest things because, you know, even just being there when you're calling a guy up. I remember Jimmy Rollins coming to the big leagues and, you know, guys like that. But and being there when they were notified and the smiles on their face, like Jimmy Rollins, it was just like, wow, his face just lit up, man.
The realization hitting them in waves, it probably, I don't think it hits you all at once.
And then there's the other times when a guy is really on the cusp and on the bubble and he's like the 25th guy. Back then it was 25th.
Right.
And you're going, oh, man, this is going to be so cool. We're waking up that morning after having our meetings the night before, and we're going, we're telling this guy he's making the big leagues. This is really special.
Yeah. Look, there's guys in that role that have had big impacts in Philly sports. Corey Clement, you know, he was an undrafted guy, made it, freaking starred in the Super Bowl. I mean, and was really good that year, but starred in the Super Bowl.
Those are great stories, man.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy like Otto Kemp, you pull for a guy like that because he wasn't drafted. Man wasn't even drafted.
Right.
And he made it to the big leagues. Yeah. And he's had some impact. Now he's back in the minor
leagues. He'll be back. He'll be back here at some point.
Reed Blankenship. Undrafted
player. Reed Blankenship. I mean, the Eagles have had a ton, obviously. That sport lends itself. I remember who was the safety next to Doc for a while near the end of Doc's time. I loved him. Began with a Q.
Oh, Quint Michael.
Quint Michael.
Yeah.
I love Quint. Love Quint Michael. Loved
him. He's a fourth round pick, wasn't he?
No, he was undrafted. Because I remember the 04 team had six different, or it was 03, because the cap was getting tough. Somebody got started getting paid. There were six different guys that made it 1 year undrafted. It was Reno, it was Quint, it was Quentin Michael. Anyway, there were six in 1 year. So I think Hollis Thomas might have been an undrafted guy a little earlier, I think, in the 90s. I think. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Norm right now in Plymouth Meeting. Norm, good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk very quickly about the game last night. Number one, this is an important game against the Mets, obviously. Number two, the score's 3-1, fourth inning, it's hit to right field, Met runner coming around third, Kepler got the ball, Harper's the cutoff man, the guy misses third base. Nobody notices it. Baum, third baseman, not in the play, never looks to see if the guy touches third. He misses it by a foot, and I am screaming, appeal, appeal, appeal. Nobody does anything. McCarthy, Crook, they don't notice it. None of the post-game guys say it. They lose. The second that run comes in, it's 3-2. Now it becomes 3-3. If they get that appeal, then that inning is over.
Ruben, did you notice it?
I didn't see that particular play.
If you go back and look at that rerun, Ruben, because I'm telling you, he misses it by a foot. He comes around third base, and his foot is of at least 12 to 15 inches behind the bag, and he goes over the bag with the other foot, never touches the bag. They should appeal that. I don't know who
I got you. Norm, we got you. Let me tell you something I did notice that inning that could have made a big difference. I thought Boehm could have made the play at third. I thought Stott could have made the play at short. Now, Stott, the only out he could have made was getting the guy out at third base if he could have got it in there that quick, which would have been tough. Boehm could have made that play.
Boehm should have. I would say should have made. If nothing else, you got to get your body in front of that or something. Yeah. Get your glove on it.
And Norm, the reason I bring them up is because in the playoffs, and I view this whole regular season through the prism of the playoffs, someone missing a bag and a manager or players missing it isn't likely to repeat itself. But the third base and shortstop defense, that inning, I felt, went, you know what I'm saying, John? That inning started going away from them as those balls were missed. And that could impact the playoffs. That stood out to me. All right, Norm.
Every little play you can make, make.
But, Norm, I hear how fired up you are, my man. Give me something related to run or running.
Well, I'll tell you something. If they make the appeal, that run doesn't score. That runner missed third base. And that's basic of baseball.
I got you, Norm.
A little leaguer.
I know.
That's
a good call.
Yeah. We'd have to go back and check the tape. I would. Norm, I need an answer. Something related to running.
Yeah, I just gave it to you. That run would have come off.
Oh, I got it. I thought he was just hammering home his point. But no. Nice job, Norm.
So that run, I will say, if he had said a run in baseball, I think it would have had greater weight. Like, that's such a negative. This guy wants to focus on, you know, I get it. Like, that run. But how about a run? Could have won. I mean, a run? Home run? Taking them all off the board. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, the decision to cut Kyle McCord. We'll get into that. Jalen Hurts, where he's ranked. NFL Films, where they put them. We'll get you that information and the audio that accompanies that. Elliot at 7:50 on this cutdown day, plus more of what the afternoon show said yesterday about the race today. And Rob Thompson weighing in on Jordan Romano after the game. All of that, plus your calls, your chance to win Eric Clapton tickets. Hop aboard the phone lines. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, listen up. Finally here. I was telling you about this yesterday, and today's the day. It's not just race day. It's Futures Day. Happening right now on FanDuel Sportsbook. Futures Day. It's 24 hours. Now, right now, we got, 24 minus 7. We got about 17 hours left of boosts, bonuses, and bragging rights on your football season picks, whether it's pro or college, whatever it might be. Today only, all customers get an instant bonus on any football futures bet. That's right. An instant bonus on any football futures bet. If you want to do a straight up on you know, the wins, you know, who's going to win certain games, over-unders, point spread for whatever. It's who's going to win the championship, who's going to be the MVP. All the options abound for you on this, the Futures Day, to lock in and win big. So do it at FanDuel Sportsbook today. FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel, the official partner of 94WIP. It's race day. Glen Mills School, that's where you can be today to see the race, 11:30.
Run, run, run.
I like it, James. I like what you're doing today. It's good.
Thanks,
work,
buddy.
Right there.
Yeah. Trying.
All right, so me versus Fritz, you can watch it on YouTube, also the WIP YouTube channel. All right, we got a lot happening here, including frustration with the Phils, the Eagles on cutdown day, the Eagles Cowboys in 9 days in the race. I also want to throw something out. I shouldn't say throw. It's the wrong way to put it. But I want to acknowledge the significant passing that happened yesterday in Philadelphia sports, which was the great Jim Murray, who passed away. So we're, you know, we got a lot of jokey jokes going on here today with the race and me and Fritz. But Jim Murray was a great man. He was the Eagles general manager for a long time. He obviously had a massive role in building that team up. I mean, we always talk about Vermeil. We don't talk about Jim Murray as much, but a massive, massive role in helping build that team that, you know, broke through in 78 to make the playoffs for the first time since 1960. You got 78, you got 79, obviously 1980. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, get to the first Super Bowl in the history of the franchise. Jim Murray's impact, though, was so much more than just that. He was the person who created and drove the whole process of the Ronald McDonald House, which I'm sure many people have known about for years, although younger people might not know as much. This was something Jim Murray from the Eagles started in 1974, and it was to help families with children who were ill, really ill. Were injured. And his impact was massive because from that first Ronald McDonald House, which opened in 1974, there are now 385 Ronald McDonald Houses in 62 countries in the world. He was a great man. I did not know him particularly well. I want to be clear about that. But I have heard from so many people that he was one of the great people of all time. I talked to him last year at the Otho Davis Foundation Scholarship Dinner in the fall. We had a wonderful conversation. You could tell he was getting older, clearly. But condolences to the Eagles, to the Murray family. Condolences to our own Rob Ellis.
Rob Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, Jim Murray was Rob's godfather. So
wow. He was such a nice man, too. Like, I didn't know him well, man. But whenever I interact, when I worked for the Eagles, he was around. Like, he was always smiling. Like, he was one of those people you just saw, and, like, he just always seemed happy to be there and a nice man. I didn't know him well, but my interactions with him were always, he left an impression on me.
And major impact. Again, I mean, remember how bad the Eagles were? I mean, when I say remember, I was too young to know, right? I wasn't even born. But after the 60 championship, I mean, it was a disaster. In the late 60s, early 70s, it was disastrous.
And again, the Ronald McDonald House, I don't think we can hammer home. Like, that's like bigger than sports.
Way bigger.
It's such an important thing to have. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's a real, like, a legacy.
It really is. So our condolences, you know, to the Murray family, to the Eagles. That era of Eagles football in particular, Coach Ramil, if he's listening, and Jaws and Wilbert, I know so many were so close to him. Jeffrey Lurie with a statement yesterday that read in part, throughout his time in Philadelphia, Jim Murray was a passionate leader and team visionary who helped steer the franchise to the first ever Super Bowl appearance. We are saddened to learn of the passing and extend our heartfelt condolences to his friends and family. Jim long served the community with integrity and compassion, co-founding the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House and helping launch the Eagles Fly for Leukemia initiative. His lifetime of contributions has certainly left a lasting impact on the Eagles family and the greater Philadelphia community. God bless Jim Murray, his family, and our condolences to all involved. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We remind you that the race between me and Jack is at 11:30 today. You can watch on the YouTube channel, WIPs. I'm sure Joe and Hugh will also announce it because they'll have access to watch it. So if you don't get the channel, you can just listen to WIP. But you can also be there. Glenn Mills, and we look forward to it. Glenn Mills School, which is where we will be 11:30 today. John, do you have a sense of what would be a good time to achieve?
For you?
Me and Jack. Yeah, me and Jack.
Well, to give you an example, my daughter, who just ran for Harriton High School.
Okay.
I think some of the best girls that she was racing against, they when they would break a minute, they would feel pretty good about themselves. So
I'm not going to break a minute.
Any human being who breaks a minute should, you know.
I would say so.
So you're saying that's not even.
I'm not going to break a minute.
Okay.
I'm not going to break a minute.
Then 70 seconds?
Go.
I mean, does that feel like.
I'm not going to say anything more.
I think it's important to set a goal. You know, like, do you have a...
The goal is to beat the man.
That's true, too.
The goal is to beat the man.
But, you have a time goal.
But you need to stick to your strategy.
I will not even answer that question on the air. Okay.
Basically, yeah, Joe,
interesting.
You can't let
like
your goal
right
of beating the man get in the way of you running your race.
That's fair.
So your goal is to beat the man and you decide you're going to get out there and try to get ahead and your adrenaline is rushing, like you can't let that happen because your plan is probably different for each of the four phases of the
400. I get your point. By the way, Elliot, who's going to be with us in about 20 minutes, was on the afternoon show yesterday and he talked about the race from his perspective, his opinion, and the overall competition. Here's something Elliot said.
You think he's going to beat him in the race, though, right?
He better.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say is when you leave it up to this, I mean, he could trip. He could pull his hand.
Anything could happen
at that point where he's led it to that. And as to him kind of not really caring, I almost think he's already experienced what it would feel like to lose. So I don't know if actually losing will feel that much different. Like, I think the golf thing, the tennis thing, like, I think he's probably already experienced it to a point where
it can't get any worse.
The golf crushed him. Yeah, right. Golf crushed him.
It's an interesting theory that he's so beaten down. Because, James, you talked about think he might just want this over with.
I think he definitely wants it over with. I feel very confident he wants it over with. That doesn't mean that he can't compete and beat you.
It can be over in 4 hours.
Yeah, it could be.
And no, it's over. In 4 hours, and I probably won't win today.
I think he's going to win today. I still think he's going to win today. So that's what I'm saying. But, yes, I think if it were up to Jack, this would be... Over.
If these guys are head-to-head at the end, towards the end, as you get closer, if they're maybe 50 yards out, he might shut it down. That makes me think he might shut it down.
I don't see that.
I'm just going to go and
Ruben, you think just like Villanova and Georgetown, you got to keep it close in 85, keep it close, and then you know what happens? Bang! Bang!
That could happen. I think you're going to get beat up today.
Bang! Getting a little confident over there.
I still think I'll lose.
I think you might get beat up today, but if you do keep it close, you never know at the end.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. The one poll question related to the race brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Race question, who's going to win the race today? It's 400 meters, me or Jack? Second poll question. You can weigh in on the phone lines as well on this one. And Ashlyn, curious your answer to this. Ashlyn in for Rhea and Devin today. Ashlyn, which way would you vote for this? What is your level of concern that the Eagles defense likely won't be close to as good this season as they were last season? Now, John might even disagree with that at all, and that's why there's choice C. So A is very concerned about it. B is somewhat concerned. C is not concerned. How would you vote, Ashlyn?
I would be B, somewhat concerned. It's going to be, in my opinion, a slow start. But Vic Fangio addressed this at the start of training camp, that we had so many questions about this Eagles defense at the start of the season last year, and look what he did with it. So I do think we have to have the confidence in the coaching staff. We've been there, done that before. A lot of questions, a lot of youth, and look what he was able to do with it.
Yeah,
I think we got to trust Fangio again.
But here's where I push back on that. Vic Fangio's been a defensive coordinator in this league for, you know, probably 2 decades, mm-hmm. been involved in the league for about 3 decades, 3.5 or so. He didn't always have what he had last year.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have players, and to have corner concerns, safety concerns, and backup edge rusher concerns, to me, that's a lot.
All things we had last year heading into the season.
Yes, but how often, James, do they step up?
And I get
how
it.
Often do
I get
they
it,
not
but we
step
did,
up?
And they we all did,
stepped
literally,
up.
Literally,
they all stepped up.
All
yeah.
those
all
things
helped.
You said, yeah. every single one of them, we went into last season with the same exact
You're
concerns.
Right. You're right. That's fair.
And it wasn't until week 5 that you felt somewhat better about it.
It took, well, I'd say it took me a couple weeks to realize how good the Eagles were defensively. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you know. All right, so all of this on the table, including a frustrating Phillies loss last night. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I'll tell you what I think about the Eagles. I'm not concerned, and I'm not concerned because Fangio took a defense that was horrible the year before, with a lot of new guys on it last year, and took them to where they went. You know, I understand we lost some guys, and you knew we were going to half of these backups. Jalen Hunt coming in as a rookie, and all these rookies that came in. I mean, this guy obviously has a way with these guys. He knows where to put his guys, and I have all the confidence in the world. Look, I don't expect them to be number one, but they could definitely be inside the top eight.
I would take that. If they're the 8th ranked defense, I would take it. My gut feeling is they won't be in the top 8. We'll see.
The offense can carry things for any duration, for any period
can they,
of
though?
Time.
They haven't scored enough points last season.
Yeah, I'm with Ashlyn on that one, John.
Guys, we can sustain drives. We can run the ball on people. We can balance things up. I do think it'll be a little bit more balanced this year, but the fact that it'll be consistent, I don't think it's changing much from where we left off at the end of last season, where it was an extremely well-oiled machine. Kevin Petullo picks up where pretty much they left off. I was very concerned about the new play caller thing. And, I mean, that was my number one concern about this offense. And it doesn't feel like it's a thing. That was, for me, a great emergence.
Well, to be clear, though, Jay, you don't know until the things get
you're
real
right.
in the regular.
You're right.
I mean, what do you know?
You're absolutely right.
I mean, we had no
because
idea on Brian Johnson 2 years ago at this time.
Approximation of football.
I mean, Jalen hasn't even played.
You're right. You know. But I know that this team feels comfortable with this coach, Kevin Petullo, and they talk that way. They act that way. The team, the offense in practice looked that way in short bursts. And now it's sort of excruciating that we have to sit and wait to see what it's going to look like when it's real.
Not much longer. 9 more days. Steve, give me an answer. Who's going to win the race?
One thing real quick, if I can. I just want to say I'm glad to see Jalen Hurts got what he deserved. He should have been in the top 20, in my opinion. And about the race today, good luck. And I expect Jack to fritz the bed for the third time. So let's go there with that.
All right.
I'm going with running. The running man from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure, running man. Schwarzenegger back in the day. You got
remake
it, buddy.
Coming out in November. A new one.
Is it really?
Yeah, Glenn Powell starring in the new Running Man movie.
So how do you go from Schwarzenegger to Glenn Powell?
Wow. There's no Schwarzenegger anymore.
Hire Momoa.
You're not Schwarzenegger.
I mean, he's more Schwarzenegger than freaking Glenn Powell.
I like Glenn Powell more than Momoa.
I'd rather Powell.
Yeah, I'd much rather see Glenn Powell in a movie.
All right, so Jalen Hurts ranked 19th. NFL Films came out with this list. We have a lot of lists this offseason.
What do you make of that?
I I'll tell you what, for the Eagles to have like 12 or 13 players in the top 19 is extraordinary.
Did you notice who Jalen is in front of?
Because he's like the 12th
guys?
Or 13th best yeah. player in the Eagles team.
Really? So, not according to the NFL players?
Lane Johnson is number 23 according to this list.
Yeah, A.J. Brown's 29. You know?
Ruben, you're not going to tell me Jalen Hurts is better than A.J. Brown, right?
I think that Jalen Hurts is better than A.J. Brown.
Oh, would you knock
he
it off?
Went there.
Would you
he
knock is. It off? Is he better than Jalen Carter?
He is. Yes.
Oh, for the love of God. All yes. right, let's listen to NFL.
He has more impact on the team than
exactly.
A lot more
it's well, a harder job. He has all of it.
Period. He's calling the plays.
Was the Texans quarterback, whoever it was, better than J.J. Watt?
I don't care.
No, I'm asking. J.J. Watt was star defensive tackle. They had whoever they had.
Jalen won the Super Bowl last year,
dude. Son of Jalen Carter.
Matt Schaub.
Schaub.
Did not win the Super Bowl. Was a king of pick sixes.
Schaub. You're being silly.
Yeah, you're being silly.
Let's listen to what NFL Films said. So they get him 19th. The 3-minute presentation. We're not going to give you the full 3 minutes. We'll give you about a minute. The players that you're going to hear. First, you're going to hear Jameis Winston. Then you're going to hear Micah Parsons. Then you're going to hear Denzel Ward, defensive back for the Cleveland Browns. Little one-minute synopsis of how they present Jalen Hurts.
They be slighting my dog Jalen on here. He wins games. He wins games.
Jalen Hurts?
Dog. Dog.
Jalen Hurts isn't just winning. He's dominating. Over the past 4 years, Hurts has led the league in rushing touchdowns.
Same thing Lamar do with Derrick Henry. You know, it just opens lanes. You got to respect it. You can't just crash to die.
Faked it and takes it for the touchdown.
Since 2021, including playoffs, he's rushed for 62 touchdowns.
The RPO, 50 yards to the house. Like, just the speed that he had, I didn't know he had that in him. Like, when you see him running, like, you don't realize he has 4 or 5 speed. He plays so smooth. You know what I'm saying? When you see him dropping back, like, he's a technician, and he finds a way to get his guys the ball, and he ends up winning.
Congratulations to Jalen, number 19, pro football. That's where they got
in the whole NFL, right?
All NFL. Okay. Not quarterbacks.
So he didn't make your top 10 Philly athletes list, but right. he made the 19. Okay.
Yeah,
what do you make of that, Joe?
I think he's too high. I would put him above Jordan Romano. I will say that. If I had
okay, stop. So he reminds me a little bit of that last comment about him being so smooth.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds me of Bobby Abreu. No one like Bobby Abreu here. He's one of the best hitters they've ever had. One of the best players they've ever had here in Philadelphia history. Okay. He's on the Wall of Fame. But he did everything so smooth and easy. And everybody's like, yeah, you know, he's okay. He's just okay, but no one ever thought he was working at it because they have a different ability, man. They have a totally different gait to their game, and the smoothness of what he brings to the table is spectacular.
Well, I'll bring it back, Ruben, to where we were talking about the defense today. If the defense takes a step back, which I think they will, or a big step back, which they may, I hope the offense takes a big step forward. Because the reality is, last year, while they were an exceptional running team, they were not an exceptional passing team. I mean, didn't they finish like 28th or 29th in passing? It was something really low. I mean, now,
but they didn't pass a lot. Yeah, they didn't have to.
They didn't have to. That is true.
And that's a beauty. That's a beauty of it.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
You may see a little bit of different percentage in passing, and I mean, I got to believe defenses are going to be working differently, all that stuff.
Yeah, and clearly in the Super Bowl, when it is so obvious KC's thing was we got to stop Saquon, Jalen went right over top and crushed him. There's no question about that. All right, so Jalen 19, you can react to that. Philly's game last night. Let's listen to something Rob Thompson said after the game, because if you missed the game last night, look, Sanchez had probably his worst start of the season. And Romano was a disaster. And I would say Rob Thompson should not have brought Sanchez back in to pitch the 6 after he had struggled, you know, leading into that point. But anyway, you get Sanchez in the 6, he gets hit more. And then Romano was just a disaster. To me, they got to get rid of this guy like yesterday. Enough. I mean, I know we talk about don't have him on the October roster. How about not have him on the September roster? I mean, how about enough is enough? How about I'm trying to be the 2 seed and be above the Dodgers and Padres and get a bye, and this guy could cost them. I mean, he's got an ERA freaking 8-something. Here's Rob Thompson after the game on Romano.
The velocity fluctuated. The last pitch was 97. That was the and the slider was just kind of backing up. And he had 6 days off. We were trying to give him some rest. But now we got to really check on him tomorrow and see what's going on.
That concerns me. See, that concerns me because I think there's something wrong with him. I think that there's something physically wrong with the guy or something. Whatever. I don't know what the case is, but it's obvious that his, you know, he went through a run where he actually had some scoreless outings, and then he's blown up three out of the last four times. So that really does concern me to the point where there may be something else going on there.
Yeah, I just think, look, I remember there was a stretch, maybe it was May, when he kind of settled down for a little bit. But, John, for the most part, other than a little stretch, he's been that's why his ERA is close to 9. You know how hard it is to be 5 months into a season and have an ERA now near 9?
Again, he 1934, the last time a Phillies pitcher had more than 40 in his pitch and an ERA this high. 1934.
James, is he on the team? And when I say on the team, is he one of their 26 players September 10th? Because at some point you got to say enough.
I don't see how he can be. He wouldn't be on the team now. If I'm surprised he's still there. I don't see how he can be.
Well,
like,
maybe what Rob Thompson said is a pathway to
IL stint or whatever.
You
got
to get him out. I mean,
Ruben, why is it the managers?
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vision of what this player represents is so different than what everyone else's vision of what he represents.
Yeah, I mean, he got off to a really slow start, and the feeling was that at some point the guy would get his stuff back. And I think some of the stuff came back, and at times he's shown some levels of brilliance, and you're hoping that he can do that on a consistent basis, but hasn't been able to. I think that they're just waiting for him to sort of get his stuff together, and it really
why are they waiting so long? Why are they giving him so much benefit of the doubt where they wouldn't give it to others?
Well, there's a couple other reasons. One, he's done it in the past and he's had success doing it, and they don't want to let him go and then have someone else benefit from that, because that was a possibility. That's one. I think the other part of it is this guy brings more to the table to this team than people probably realize. What he means to those guys in the back end of that bullpen, guys like Orion Kerkring, who haven't been doing it a long time. There's this sort of mix of people and personalities that are important to have in a bullpen. And I think part of that is his, you know, what kind of teammate he is. All those things factor in, especially when he's not pitching in high leverage situations. Now he's no longer going to be
no
pitching.
Question.
But it was a three run. Yeah, no longer. Yeah. But yesterday, not, like, he can't pitch in that spot is the issue.
Yeah,
we already knew that going in yesterday.
Well,
like, there was no reason to be a 3-run game in New York in a game that, like, matters.
Right.
You put Romano in a 3-run game? That's crazy. And then you don't take him out after he loads the bases?
Look, 3's not a run, but Here's the other thing. He hadn't pitched in, what, 6 days? So Rob Thompson is trying to get him in there.
I don't care. Exactly. Like, with Romano, if he's on the roster, it's 10-0 one way or the other. He's pitching.
Well, look, I hope he's gone soon because it's just been brutal. Let's go to William right now. William, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, William.
Getting ready for that race, William. And my two words are?
Can't wait.
My two words are also likely lose. But, you know, who am I to know?
Good luck and be careful. Just don't fall down, and I think he can win.
Don't fall down. Wow. Does that cross your mind?
The bar is so low here.
When they get old,
you might hit your head on the bar on the track at this race.
I don't think you have to worry too much about falling. But, I don't know. Has that been an issue while training?
No, but you never know. Turf monster.
If somebody gets tripped and they fall down, the other person just
keeps
going.
Zola Budd, Mary Decker Slaney, 1984 or
88. 84.
Oh, yeah. William.
Daniel Jones running for the end zone that one game against the Eagles.
We'll cross that bridge if it happens. Jeez. But, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. I got my Eagles defense comment, and then I got my runner.
Yeah.
My runner. Okay. Eagles defense, I'm not concerned at all, and I'll tell you why. We got five studs who are going to take up all the attention, and it's going to make it easier for the other guys. You know what I mean? And the fact that we lost Josh Sweat and Norton Williams, those guys were hungry for a big bag of money. Nate Scott said a big bag of money. You watch, they won't be as good as they were last year. And these newer guys it's going to be easier for them because Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter and Zach Bond, they're going to absorb all the attention, you know?
Look, I feel pretty good about Nolan Smith and Hunt. I will say they do run a risk if they have an injury or two or three, they could start getting thin quickly.
I'm nervous.
The depth
about
concerns
Nolan
me. That's a bigger concern.
It should.
I'm nervous about Nolan Smith's ability to protect himself. I want him because he went out. It was the very first day they were in pads in practice, and they had to rest him.
He's a violent player.
He was concussed the very first day they hit.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. But they have to protect him from himself.
Right.
This guy is such an exciting player because of that. But, man, he's
Carter's like our Reggie White, you know?
What's that?
I said Jalen Carter's like our Reggie White.
He's really amazing.
Yes, and he's a big reason why everything works up front. At the very essence of it, they have to double him. And then that means someone else has got a great deal and everyone else is singled, everyone else is free. This is Jalen Carter is a big reason why it works so great, but then you add to the fact that we've got the skeleton key in Cooper DeJean, he can fit and just make every personnel grouping the right personnel grouping. Those two are the two number one and number two reasons why this defense is going to be as great as it's
look, William,
be.
They got four great players in defense, and then I think they run into some issues. So hopefully 5 through 15 can do a good job. Give me a great answer, buddy, for something related to running.
All right, I got my character and his song. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Road runner, beep, beep, that coyote's after you, beep, beep. Road runner, if he catches you, you're through, beep, beep. That coyote's really a crazy clown. When will he learn? He's never going to slow him down. Beep, beep.
Go, William. Pretty good, man.
Go. Really good.
Don't stop. All right, the road runner. I love it.
And the whole thing, he's still going. It was great.
All right.
Good job, William.
Wow. How did he have that covered?
Nice job, buddy.
How do you know all those
words? Very
I don't know that I've ever heard that song either. Have you? Like, I've never heard the
Roadrunner. I didn't recognize it either.
Yeah.
But you didn't recognize Roadrunner from the get-go?
The song, no.
The song. I know Roadrunner.
I had no idea what he was saying.
I've never heard this song either. No.
Oh, guys.
Sorry.
Come on now. I guess you were born in the wrong era.
Well, maybe they stopped airing
They must have.
They might have stopped airing the preview song. You know, like, what shows have the big introduction songs anymore, you know? Very few. Networks want to throw extra commercials in there. Right. Look, we all know the Roadrunner. I just didn't know the song.
Okay.
Glenn Mills School, that's where we'll be today, 11:30 for the run. You can be there. We will either be in the outdoor track or the indoor track. I'm not sure which yet. You can also watch on YouTube. You can also listen here on WIP. Joe and Hugh will obviously have the YouTube feed up, and so they'll, I'm sure, narrate the race while we navigate the
track. So are you making a hard push for one or the other? Would you prefer to be the outdoor where you just run once?
Well, I prefer it, but I got to see how bad the track is. Apparently, the track outdoors is bad.
Bad meaning?
I don't know.
It's in bad shape or something?
That's what I was told.
Because of the
can't
weather?
Have that.
Is it a weather thing or just a track thing?
I think it's a track thing, but I don't know.
Wow.
Like, if it's a type of track, you're going to be slipping and all. You can't be on that. Then you got to be indoors. But if we're indoors, you got to do two laps because it's only a 200-meter track.
So it's not like tartan turf track. It's actual cinder track.
I don't know.
We're really all over it there.
Well, don't blame me.
We're really nailing this.
I wasn't
this.
The guy around here whose job was to pick a freaking track.
I mean, let's tighten it
up.
Whoever's
job it was did not seem to do a great job.
Who do you want to blast?
Whoever's job it was.
I mean, put someone on blast. Yeah. Don't be a wuss.
Management. How about that? All of them. The whole crew. You like that?
Hey, management, listen to what Seltzer just said. All right. What do I got here? Kyle McCord. John, what'd you make of Kyle McCord getting edged out for the third quarterback spot?
It would have been a great story, and it ended there. His performance just wasn't quite good enough to make the story worth it. He was given a lot of play, a lot of opportunity, and just not accurate enough. It felt like with the young quarterback, at times there's just information overload where it just gets to be too much, and he didn't make the most of those opportunities, unfortunately.
Could be practice squad.
Very much so.
We'll talk to Elliot. He'll join us in a few minutes on how this whole thing will shake out.
I wonder how they're going to play that. Yeah. That'd be great if he's able to cling on in that capacity. Yeah. That'd be cool.
All right, let's talk to John in Northeast Philadelphia. John, good morning.
Joe, how you doing, everybody?
Good, buddy.
What's up, John?
Listen, Reuben, I was listening to your show with Devin on Saturday a few weeks ago on the way to the shore, and you were talking about your trip from San Diego. You and the rest of the announcers were out on a boat, and Devin asked if it was a motorboat. She said she loved motorboats, and you let that fastball go right down the middle of the plate. You didn't say anything. So you'll always be a coward to me, Reuben.
All right, we'll end that phone call right there. All right, I don't think we need any more of that.
What was that all about?
It was an inappropriate call. So we're just going to move on.
It's a Tuesday morning.
What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
I couldn't tell if it was going to be appropriate enough, and I'm like, no, I think it's right. Ashlyn, that was the right call to end that call?
That was very mature of you.
Thank you.
You really controlled the ship there.
I appreciate it. I was like a little confused because I thought maybe it was going to be not so bad, and then it's like, wait a minute, we're getting into territory here. I don't think is appropriate. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore. Parks. Big day for the Eagles. And listen, for some players, it's going to be one of the great days of their life. Some players are going to make the team today. And then there are players that are not going to make the team today. And for some of them, the last game that they played in a couple days ago will be the last time they ever put on a uniform and play football. It's incredible. Elliot with us on a cutdown day, 9 days away from the Eagles and the Cowboys opening up the season. And he's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. It's also race day here on WIP. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How are you doing this morning?
I mean, put simply,
can't wait.
Ready to roll, Elliot.
I mean, excited?
Yeah.
What's your time goal here?
I won't say that on the air.
Ah, that's lame.
Yeah, won't say it on the air.
Very lame.
But there is a strategy, Elliot. There is a flat-out strategy, which I anticipate utilizing.
But then he did ask me to predict what I thought his goal should be, but he won't state what his goal is.
I mean,
which
Elliot
makes it very blurry.
But I should say it, right? I mean, Elliot, why would I say that? I mean, what's Nick Sirianni say before the game, Super Bowl, if it's going to be a run or a pass first play? No, keep that in house.
So I agree. I get the strategy of not saying it. I think if you run it in more than a minute, like 20, you're probably not going to win.
Gotcha.
I think less than a minute 20, you're going to lose.
You think he's in pretty good shape?
Yeah, I think one time around a track isn't that hard. So I think if he just sprints around it, he should do it.
Have you done this, Elliot? Have you run a 400?
Yeah, I run pretty much every day. I haven't run a 400 straight through, but I think I could probably do it in around a minute, something like that.
Okay. How much shame do you think he will feel if he loses? If he loses today, he not only loses in running, which people thought would be impossible, but he loses.
In life.
Like,
yeah.
He life. What will his reaction to that be?
So I kind of think he has to bank on the fact that it's cut down day, the Phillies are playing the Mets, the Cowboys are next week, and hope that this thing just goes away. Would probably have to be his hope if he somehow loses today.
Well, good luck with that, because if I heard Spike right yesterday, Spike's saying he's not talking about anything other than Jack losing if he loses. So
yes, yes.
All right, that jives with what Spike is, his whole presentation. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Elliot, let's peel back the onion on the Eagles. A couple things going on. What do you expect to happen today? Let me back this up. The on the bubble guys, who makes it, who doesn't, in your opinion, of the on the bubble guys?
So the two names I'm looking at today that I'm most interested, that I would view as on the bubble, are Anaya Smith and Kelee Ringo. And I don't think they're going to cut Kelee Ringo, but I think he's a prime trade candidate going into today. If Adoree Jackson is going to be the starter, and it seems like that's the case, if they're going to hold on to Ja'Quarion Bennett, if they're going to obviously hold on to Mac McWilliams, you know, I don't know if they keep six cornerbacks, so obviously Quinyon and Cooper DeJean being the other two. So would they trade Kelee? What would they trade him for? So he's a name I would keep an eye on. And then Anaya Smith, I think, is an interesting one because he ties directly to Cooper DeJean. If they cut Anaya Smith today, that seems to be an indication that Cooper will be returning punts again, in addition to playing nickel corner, in addition to playing safety and base defense. And that's a lot on his plate. So if they keep Anais, maybe then they do feel comfortable with him being the punt returner. So those would be the two main names I'm keeping an eye on.
Hold on.
The punt returner, what about Avery Williams? That name keeps coming up. And I've seen him listed as punt and kick returner possibility. What about him?
So I don't think he's had a good camp. He hasn't stood out at all on offense. So he would pretty much have to make it exclusively as a kick and punt returner. He didn't do it a ton in practice, at least, you know, the reps I saw. So I don't think he's made much, you know, improvement, or at least made a statement there. I don't think he'll be making the team today. Is there a world where he makes the practice squad? They promote him, you know, against Dallas for a few weeks to see how he does, maybe. But I'd be pretty shocked if he was on the 53-man roster today.
Elliot, should the Eagles work the roster in a way to make sure Cooper DeJean is not the punt returner?
Yes. I don't think you can put Cooper back there. I already think there's enough concern with him playing nickel and safety. I feel like that's a lot on his plate going into a year, the second year in the league, where you see players traditionally struggle a little more than they do in that first year. The league has a year of tape on them. Like, it's just, I think Cooper could be in for a tough year regardless. So you add punt returner onto that, and I think it's just putting too much on his plate. Not to mention, it's just exposing his body to injury when he's a super important player on the roster. So, or on the defense. So I would keep someone that they think can return punts. Again, there is that option to have someone on the practice squad that you could promote up for week one and then have him do that. But I would not have Cooper DeJean return punts.
Elliot, what are a couple names that we don't know, guys that might be on this team? I was looking over some of the additions just recently. Guys I don't recognize, you know, like Ife Adeyi, you know, Taylor Morin. There's a bunch of guys. We know how he goes out and he picks the old veteran players who know a lot more than can impart their knowledge on the young folks. What are some names of guys who might make this team legitimately?
So you're saying of those two, or you're saying
the guys who secret names, or just names?
No,
that,
secret
that
names,
are,
right, Elliot? Elliot, we know all the names they're going to make the team.
Well, I was
right?
going to say the great thing about this fan base is they know all the names. But to your point, two names that maybe I could say one name that when the final cuts come out, people might go, I'm surprised he made that, or not a name we talked about a lot, would be Cam Williams, the tackle out of Texas. They took him in the sixth round of this past year's draft. People anticipated that had he stayed in college for a year, he would have been drafted much higher the next year. And look, Lane Johnson is talking somewhat openly at this point about the fact that he could retire in a year, that this could be his last year in the NFL. And if that's the case, I think there's an advantage to holding on to some of these athletic tackles on your 53 and not exposing them to waivers. So
interesting.
Cam, Cam Williams is a name I keep an eye on, and Miles Hinton out of Michigan. I think he will make the team, but he is another tackle they drafted late that I think they could develop for.
But also guys that they didn't have enough confidence in to where they felt like Fred Johnson wasn't an important addition. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're talking about, developmental, Elliot. Yeah. I got you. All right, Elliot, let me, you know, we're talking a lot today, and Elliot Sure Parks with us on Cutdown Day, Eagles and Cowboys in 9 days. Elliot, we're talking a lot today about the defense.
Yeah.
And I made the point earlier that players they lost that I felt like I could count on were Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay, CJGJ, N'Kobe Fournell, and Isaiah Rodgers as a backup, sort of in the Brandon Graham role. You're going to play some snaps, not a ton. All right. That's a lot of players that I felt they could count on. Now, there's a few guys that are going to elevate, like Jalix Hunt, who were here. Ajomo will probably play even more. But I made the point earlier, the players that they have brought in that I feel on defense that I feel like people can count on is one, it's Jahad Campbell. Who would be the next guy that's a new Eagle defensively that you'd say people should count on him, or is there nobody?
Man, it's a great question. And even Jahad, while I am excited about what I've seen in training camp, and I think he's been awesome, he's never played a snap in the NFL in a regular season game. So while I agree he would probably be the top one, I mean, you know, expecting him to be an impact player right away might be somewhat unfair. Now, he's a first-round pick, but I think, you know, first game, first season, I don't know if you can expect him to be that impact guy. So in terms of what other players they've added that, you know, I think will be good this year, after training camp, I'm not sure who that would be. I don't think Adoree Jackson had a great camp. You know, Andrew Makuba at that safety spot was in and out of practice. I'm not sure if he would qualify as someone that you could count on to have a great year. I do think Moro Ojomo, why not new? He is in a new role this year, and I think he had an awesome training camp. So if you ask me of the guys that are expected to take a step up this year, he would be the one that I would say I'm most confident in making an impact this
year. Elliot, I was wondering with the guys, doesn't it seem like we just don't know the younger rotational guys on the D-line well enough yet to say, hey, we know they're going to have great years. But the coaches do have a lot of confidence in guys like Ty Robinson and Gabe Hall. They've talked about those guys, you know, playing well. They just haven't had a chance to do it for all to see quite yet.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of the theme of the defense, right? Is these guys that have not played, you have to hope that they're good. And do the coaches have confidence in him? Sure. I'm sure that they do. Vic Fangio talked highly about Gabe Hall. Byron Young, a name I would keep an eye on today, is someone that might make the team. He had a good final preseason game. But they can have confidence. Like, but it might just be because those are the guys that are on the roster, right? Like, I think that they would have preferred, if you asked Vic Fangio, he'd rather just have all the guys from last year. But I mean, so he knows that's not possible because of the salary cap. But they are rolling the dice on defense with some of these young guys. It's just a reality. And not to mention, we're so focused on all these unproven guys. We're just expecting guys like Jalen Carter, Quinyon, Cooper to be like top five in the league at their position. If that's not the case, if like, let's say Zach Bond takes a step back, which would be somewhat understandable. He had an unbelievable year last year for the first year in his career. Then those other guys truly start to get exposed if they're not getting carried by great players that they're expecting to be great. So there is a lot of questions on defense.
I'll add this, Elliot, or if one of the four main guys or a combination gets injured, then they get really thin really fast.
Absolutely.
Jalen Carter, Quinyon, Cooper, and Bond, if those guys miss some time, and you know, chances are they will at some point, it can get really thin really fast. So we'll see. By the way, Elliot, I'll give you a prediction that the Eagles will pick up more players and add them to the roster for week one that get cut today than they normally do. I mean, a lot of times there's like one guy. I could see him adding two, three, or four depending on the players and the positions.
So I agree with that, but the one thing I would keep an eye on is because they're 32nd in the waiver wire, they're going to be dead last in picking guys up. So that's why I think today you could see a lot of trades, like a 7th-round pick to acquire somebody so they don't risk putting him through waivers and they just get him as a put. But you're right. I think they'll add a lot of positions.
I always feel so bad for the guy who is told today you've made the team and is told like tomorrow or Thursday you're not on the team. That's tough, man.
Yeah, that is. But now I will say, like, practice squad players make more than they used to. If you're that player, you're probably going on the practice squad. But I get your point. That is, it's not a fun new call to get, I'm sure.
All right, Elliot, final thing. Lay it on the line. Two questions. One, who wins today, me or Jack, the 400-meter race? And two, who wins this thing overall? Yesterday in our poll, with me up 2-1 in the best of five, 54% still think Jack wins overall. Who wins today? Who wins overall?
Yeah, so I think Jack wins today, and I think Jack wins overall. I just think 2-1, I understand why you could maybe be the favorite, but the two most athletic events have yet to happen. So I still think Jack wins, and I think he wins basketball as well.
Elliot, are you surprised that Joe is generating what seems to be a lot of confidence now coming down this final stretch?
Well, surely basketball. No, I know, I got it in my back pocket.
Look, Joe's greatest strength is his confidence. He believes in himself, right? And that is why he is doing as well as he did in this event and in life. So I'm not surprised at all he believes in himself.
All right, Elliot, good work, buddy. Thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you.
Stay well, man. Of course, I also got Coach Kochenberg and Coach Bonnie as well. So, you know, I mean, I got two coaches with a combined. I mean, Ruben, you know Bonnie very well from Penn Charter. I got two coaches with like 100 years of combined experience.
Yeah, Steve Bonnie, he's the man. He was my JV coach, believe it or not, and he sort of changed my whole path as far as JV soccer coach. And he changed my path as far as my own athleticism is concerned. I mean, he literally made me the player I was later.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Braun, because he was one of the best track coaches ever. I mean, you talk about grinding and taught me the importance of, you know, being in shape, getting your legs and, so he's got some tremendous experience, at least from him. I don't know the other coach.
Oh, yeah, Coach Cockenberg's
great. I'll tell you,
great.
Dr. Bonnie's the man. He used to call me Ruben the Glove Amaro. that was his nickname for it. Still is. He doesn't even call me by my regular
name. That's great. Now, I will say, in full candor, because I was away for 2 weeks, my time with both coaches has been extremely limited. One session.
Well, that's very limited.
Yeah. So I just want to be.
That's concerning.
It wasn't ideal to have it.
You did say something about running on the treadmill. It's a little different than running on a track.
I know.
Moving your actual body.
I know. I
did. Instead of the track, moving your body.
I did treadmill and I did bike on the cruise. That's all I could do. I mean, you had a bike.
You were limited. Yeah.
Did you
very
do
limited.
Sprint work on the bike and
not
did
on
you
the,
sprint
oh,
work on the,
on the
treadmill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like sprint work, like you open it up.
Have you run? Have you run a 400 on a track,
ever?
Or have you only simulated the running of a 400 on a treadmill?
That's one of those ones I won't answer. I'm going to keep it all. I'm going to be tight, guys. Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
What kind of advantage is that going to give Jack if he found out he actually ran out of track?
You've heard Sirianni's press conferences.
I know, but I also think Sirianni goes too far sometimes with it.
I'll say this. The three coaches in modern history that say the least, Andy, Bill, and Nick, and they've got to combine 10 Super Bowl victories.
Great point.
All right? Just remember
So you're saying you're on the same level.
I'm just saying Nick, Andy, and Bill, they know something. Oh, by the way, let me get to one more piece of audio of Spike and Ike yesterday, because a lot was said on yesterday's program about the running and the overall competition. Spike yesterday laid out some of his concerns.
I would like to think that this is a lock for Jack, but when this whole thing started, I thought a lot of these things were a lock for Jack. I thought golf was a lock for Jack, mm-hmm. and we knew it wasn't after the first hole, which, by the way, they tied. But you and I looked at each other, and we were like, uh-oh. tennis, I did not think was a lock for Jack. I thought Jack took that too easy. Generally, I would look at the two. I would look at how Joe runs with his crotch first, that weird sort of... It runs like a giant is holding his shoulders back or something. It's the strangest form I've ever seen. And we know Jack has run an 8-minute mile, which is not easy to do. You know, it's not, you know, world record speed, but it's not easy. I would like to think this is an easy win for Jack, but who knows?
And listen, it's a 400
meters. Yes, once around the lap. Yes. Like Elliot said, he could trip.
Yep.
He could get a bad start. He could pull a hammy. You know, which is why he should have been training a little bit for this.
Oh, this makes me so happy. I mean, even Spike, even Mommy. He's Mommy, right? Is he Mommy or Daddy?
Mommy.
He's
yeah.
Mommy. Even Mommy is starting to doubt her child. Let's go, phones.
I think he's been doubting her. She's been doubting her child the whole time. Yeah.
All right. By the way, the race is today at 11:30. It's at Glen Mills School, obviously in Glen Mills. You can be there. We will either be on the indoor or the outdoor track. We'll figure that out when we get there. You can also watch on the WIP YouTube channel. Please watch. Spread the word to your family and friends, those that are interested at least. And then, of course, you can listen here on WIP as Joe and Hugh will be able to tell you what's going on in real time as well. Ryan in Glen Mills. Ryan, good morning.
Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Good. Hey, I was just giving you a quick shout. We've been following the competition closely and had some inside information to try to help you out. I was on the Glen Mills track last night, the outside, running.
Tell me, what do I need to know? And hopefully Fritz is not listening, so go ahead.
Yep. So it's have you been there or trained on it yet?
I have not.
Okay, gotcha. So it's kind of half track and half concrete. So the thought of a possible trip is definitely out there.
Wow.
So it's a mix of all-weather track and then smooth concrete?
Well, I wouldn't say smooth, but in addition to that, as of last night at about 7 o'clock, it is covered in goose you-know-what.
Oh, so
this sounds terrific.
So you think we're headed indoors, Ryan? Is that basically what you're saying?
I was going to say, if there's a chance to run indoors, I think that might be the safest bet for everybody. So,
but I am annoyed that the indoor track is half a track. So, yep. You know, like it changes
it really changes all that.
It is.
Yeah.
All of that technique and the plan, the scheme, the geez.
That's
the
irritating.
Strategy.
That's very irritating.
Yeah. And
goes
then
out the window.
Depending on the 400 and where you start, there is one straightaway. It probably would be the finish for you guys, that when you hit that last turn, it is basically like a wind tunnel in your face.
Is this a real track? I mean, does this sound like a real track?
And you're being serious.
Why did we pick it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, so it's just giving you some inside information.
Jeez.
There, buddy.
Oh, that's helpful.
All right. I appreciate it. I'm not
for you. We'll be there.
I appreciate you will be there.
What's that?
You'll be there.
We live right down the street.
Good
so,
man.
Yeah, we're
good
gonna,
man.
We're going to come up.
All right, Ryan, you can win the Eric Clapton tickets. We need something related to running or run, the word run.
So we'll go with the all-time great dance, the Running Man, when you're not a great dancer. So you got it.
Yeah, so the dance, the Running Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reuben, here's what we got so far. You were here for part of these, but not all. Right. So we got the Running Man dance. We got Running Man the movie. We got the Road Runner. We got that run last night in baseball, and we've got when you have the you got the runs.
I mean, they're decent, but they're not very. They're not moving me too much.
So you think there are better answers?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a little short right
okay.
now.
Okay.
We're a little short.
215-592-9494. Coming up, a lot more calls. Also, the Eagles schedule, which I'm guessing a lot of people know out of the gate what it is, but then kind of get lost maybe around week 5 or 6 because it's hard to remember it all from the spring when it came out. We'll take a look at the Eagles schedule and what lies ahead for the Birds. More of what Spike and Ike said yesterday on the show and your phone calls and all this on 94WIP.
Listen closely. I have more exciting news about the amazing team who recently helped me with my engagement, Benari Jewelers. They are doing it again, and you're not going to want to miss this news. It's huge. For the first time through the month of September, you can make any purchase, pay nothing down, and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yes, you heard that right. Not one penny down and no interest for 5 years only at Benari Jewelers. Think about this. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Don't miss this limited time offer. It starts next week. So begin thinking about that engagement, anniversary, the push present, or any occasion you have coming up. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. The special finance event starts next week and continues through September 30th, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square on approved credit.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.